Boa noite. No Portuguese. My brother. Boa noite.
我的弟兄们，要讲葡萄牙语。
Good evening, my brothers and sisters.
晚上好，弟兄姐妹们。
I wanted you to learn just a couple of words of Portuguese.
我要教你们几句葡萄牙话。
It's about all I know too, is two or three words.
我也就知道这么两三句。
But for the benefit of those who were not here last night,
为着昨天晚上没有在我们的当中的弟兄姐妹
，I need to repeat something I said last evening.
我需要重复一些我昨天晚上说过的。
You know, one of the most wonderful things in this universe,
在这宇宙当中最美好的事
is that when we believe in the Son of God,
就是我们相信神的儿子。
God puts His own divine uncreated resurrection life inside of us.
神把他那个非受造神圣的生命放在我们里面。
It's a gift.
这是神的礼物。
It comes as we put our faith in His Son.
当我们信他的儿子，神就赐给我们。
But what this means, brothers and sisters,
但是这是什么意思呢？
Is that you, as a believer in the Lord Jesus, are a child of God Himself.
那就是你信主的人是神的儿女。
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. I'm assuming you were able to hear me without the microphone.
我想你们就算不需要麦克风也能听见我。
Some people, I don't know if you say blessed or not, but some people have a loud voice.
有些人生下来就有很大的声音。
I happen to be one of those.
我刚好就是这样的人。
My mother told me that the reason I have such a loud voice.
我妈妈告诉我为什么我声音这么大。
Is for the first 9 months of my life, I cried day and night.
因为我生命里面头九个月日夜都在哭。
Oh, big canyon here for the voice to come out.
所以在我里面好像有个大炮，有声音这样出来。
But dear brothers and sisters.
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
We are the members of the family of God.
我们是神家里面的人。
God Himself is our Father.
神自己是我们的父亲。
His Son is our elder brother.
他的儿子是我们的长兄。
And if you have come to believe in the Lord Jesus,
如果你相信主耶稣，
you are my brother or my sister.
你就是我的弟兄，就是我的姊妹。
And I am your brother.
我也是你的弟兄。
And I want to say something tonight.
今天晚上我要就
Maybe something you need to think about.
你要思想的。
But this relationship that you and I have in our Lord Jesus Christ is more important than any other relationship.
我们与主耶稣基督的关系比一切的关系更重要。
It's more important than your family relationships.
比你家庭的关系更重要。
It's more important than any friendship that you might have.
比你所有的朋友的友情更重要。
Because this is an eternal relationship.
因为这是永远的关系。
Now I know probably for some of youThat brings some sadness to your heart.
对有些人来讲，想到这些，我们心里面
When you realize you have to spend eternity with me.
当你想到你要花永远的时间与我
在一起 The joke is on you.
那你可能会觉得有点难过，这是开玩笑的话。
So I know that many of you are praying the words of this song.
我知道有许多人来为刚才唱的诗歌的话祷告。
Oh, Lord, make Ernie like you.
Oh, 主啊，让 Ernie 弟兄能够像你。
Secret, I'm praying the same prayer for you.
我偷偷告诉你，我也这样子为你来祷告。
But this is marvelous, brothers and sisters. We need to rejoice in this.
Oh, 弟兄姐妹，我们要这个为这个欢喜。
And this needs to be something we put into practice.
我们要实行。
You know, I know that for most of you, my voice doesn't sound like yours.My language doesn't talk, sound like yours.
对多数的弟兄姐妹们，我说话不像你们。
And thank the Lord, I don't look like most of you.
感谢主，我也不像。
I mean, thank the Lord for your benefit, not mine.
感谢主，因为
But the fact is, I am your brother.
但事实上是我是你的弟兄。
For eternity,
在永远的里面。
And nothing can change it.
没有任何事能改
变。So I suggest to us, we better start learning how to get along.
所以我建议你们，我们最好
loving one another,
现在就知道怎么
caring for one another,
彼此的相爱
and appreciating one another,
彼此的感谢
because we are the family of God,
因为我们是神的家
for eternity,
在永远的里面
so it's a blessing to be here among you,
这是何等的祝福，让我可以与你们同在。
And as we mentioned last evening, we have the tremendous joy of seating, being seated at the feet of our blessed Lord Jesus.
我们可以坐在主耶稣的脚前，是何等的祝福蒙福。
You remember in John chapter 6,
记得约翰福音第六章
when our Lord was talking about Him being the bread of life.
主耶稣讲到他是生命的粮。
And many people had difficulty with this.
许多人有难处。
Because they were trying to understand it with their natural brain.
因为他们想用天然的头脑来明白。
And so it says, and many of them left him.
所以圣经上说有许多人离开他。
And the Lord said to his disciples, that is the intimate group of disciples.
主耶稣就对他那亲密的门徒说
Do you want to go too?
你们也要离去吗？
Remember what he said?
你记得主怎么说？
Where can we go?
那我们还去哪里呢？
You alone have the words of eternal life.
但你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
And this Lord wants to speak to us tonight.
这位主今天晚上要对我们说话。
Now it's something that only He can do.
只有他能够完成的工作。
But He is able to do it.
他也能够。
And we need to have this desire in our heart.
我们里面要有这样的渴慕。
Not just to listen to a human voice.
不是来听人的声音。
One in English and one in Mandarin.
有一个人讲英文，一个人讲中文。
But behind those languages.
在这些话语的后面
you need to be listening for the voice of your Lord.
你要来听你主的话。
And as we shared last evening, brothers and sisters, if we can receive what he's saying to us,
像我们昨天交通的，如果我们能够接受说他所说的，
we'll be different people.
我们就成为一般不同的人。
Because his word is living and active.
因为他的话是活的，是有功效的。
And produce miracles in our life.
能够在我们生活里面来产生奇迹。
See, we sang that hymn, Oh, to be like thee.
我们唱这首诗歌，哦，我要像你。
Stamp thine own image deep on my heart.
在我的中心刻你形象。
And sometimes, the way he does that, is he takes the written word by the Holy Spirit and the spoken word and makes it a living word.And the result is it produces the character of Christ in us.
他有时候就把这个写在书上的话，成为活的话来说在我们里面。
So I hope you see the significance of our time together tonight.
我希望你看见我们今天晚上在一起的重要性。
Now, I cannot explain to you how he does it.
我不能够来解释他如何工作。
And I don't know that it's necessary that we fully understand.
我也不觉得我们需要完全明白。
The fact is he does.
那要紧的是，是他是做工的。
Fully cooperate so that he can do this work in all of us.
要紧的是，我们完全的来配合他。
It's difficult for me, brothers and sisters. The last eight or ten years.
对我来讲，过去八年到十年是不容易的。
To share with the Lord's people.
要来跟神的儿女们交通。
Without referring to Romans 8:29-30.
不来提到罗马书八章二十九、三十节。
Because it's good news, brothers and sisters.
因为这是福音。
You shouldn't even have to turn to your Bible. You should have already memorized this.
你不需要来翻圣经，因为你应该要记得这句圣经。
Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son.
因为他预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Why?
为什么呢?
That he may be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And those whom he predestined, he called.
他预先所定下来的又召他们
来。And those whom he called, he justified.
所召来又称他们为义。
And listen to this last statement of Paul.
你记得注意听下面保罗说的话。
And those whom he justified, he glorified.
所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
Do we understand what that means, brothers and sisters?
我们是不是明白保罗说的话呢?
That means that we're going to have the image of our Lord Jesus Christ fully formed in us.
那就是我们要有基督的形象完全成型在我们里面。
That's what it means to be glorified.
这就是要得荣耀。
To be conformed to the image of Christ is the same thing of being glorified.
来印主的形象印在我们里面，就是来得荣耀。
And this is the work that our God is doing.
这就是我们的主在做的。
And not that we have to be always thinking about it.
我们不需要一直来想。
But it's good for us to have an understanding that this is the working of the Holy Spirit among us.
但是我们是好的，我们有这样的认识，是圣灵的工作在
我们里面。Not all the time, but especially when we're together before our Lord.
特别是我们一起聚集在主面前的时候。
And giving him opportunity to speak to us.
我们让他有机会对我们说话。
There's a formation work going on.
在这里，神在成型他的工作。
A transforming work that is taking place.
神在做改变的工作。
So let's turn our hearts to Him tonight and give Him all the freedom He needs to do this work.
我们把我们的心来归给主，让他有所有的自由。
So let's join our hearts together and commit ourselves to Him.
让我们把我们的所有的心聚集在主面前。
Father, we want to thank you tonight with all of our hearts for your great goodness to us.
天父，我们感谢你对我们一切的美善。
There's no way that we understand your great love.
我们没有办法完全明白你对我们的大爱。
But we know that you have been merciful to us.
我们知道你对我们充满怜悯。
And you have poured out upon us grace upon grace.
你恩上加恩赐给我们。
And the very fact that we are here tonight in your presence, in the name of your Son.
我们能够在这里，在你儿子的名里聚集。
Is a great blessing from you.
是从你来极大的祝福。
Now, Lord, we believe that this meeting had its origin in your heart.
我们知道这个聚会是从你心意里面产生的。
And Lord, you have made preparation.
你也来预备。
And we want this time to be used fully by you.
我们愿意这段时间被你完全使用。
For your purpose.
为着你的目的。
So it is with humble hearts that we come and give ourselves absolutely to you.
所以怀着谦卑的心，我们把自己完全交给你。
Lord, we sang that song and we mean it from our hearts.
我们刚才唱的诗歌，我们真心的是这样的认为。
We want this time to be used by you to do this work of making us more like yourself.
我们愿意这段时间被你使用，让我们能够更多被制作像你。
So thank you so much for the written word.
谢谢你，你写下来的话。
By your Spirit, take it and make it alive to us.
借着圣灵，你把它成为活的，在我们里面。
And Lord, we do want to ask for the condition of our hearts.
主，我们要祷告，为着我们的心的情形。
Maybe some of the brothers and sisters came here just this afternoon.
也许有些弟兄姐妹今天下午才到。
And maybe they are preoccupied with other matters.
也许我们的心里面充满其他的事。
Lord, by your grace, help every one of us to set aside all the distractions.
靠着你的恩典，让我们。除去所有一些搅扰我们的
，and to set aside all the things that would hinder，
所以把放下一些拦阻的
，and we want to be before you tonight，
我们愿意单单的到你面前
，and from the depths of our heart say to you，
从我们的心里面深处对你说
，speak Lord， your servants are listening，
主，请说话，你的仆人静听
，and we ask it in your name，
我们靠你的名祷告
，Amen，Amen。
We want to continue our fellowship tonight in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6.
我们要接着继续交通到马太福音第六章。
And again tonight, we want to read verses 31 through 34.
我们要读31节到34节。
So we'll read it both in English and in Mandarin. Our Lord Jesus is speaking...And he says, Do not worry then, saying, What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing?
这是主自己说，所以不要忧虑说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
这些都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
And do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Now, most of us are aware that this gospel according to Matthew has its theme, our Lord Jesus as the King and His kingdom.
我们多数弟兄姐妹知道，马太福音有一个主题，就是耶稣基督是王。那他有在这里有一个国度。
Now it's something that you and I need to give some serious consideration to.
你和我都要很严肃来思想。
Because it seems to me that many of us as God's dear people do not spend adequate time meditating and considering our Lord Jesus as the sovereign ruler of the universe.
我们许多人虽然是神的儿女，可是我们没有花很多时间来想，我们的主是在宇宙之间唯一掌权的。
I think because of our concepts, our ideas about him, that sometimes we don't allow him to be who he should be in our lives.
有时候我们对他的认识拦阻我们来让他得着他所该的地位。
He has been placed by our Heavenly Father, of a sovereign decision was made by him to place our Lord Jesus Christ in the position of absolute rulership over all his creation.
我们的天父让主耶稣站在这样放在一个地位，就是对他所有一切所他所创造的来掌管。
He is sovereign.
神是有主权的。
There is not one thing that goes on in this universe without his sovereign control.
在这宇宙之间发生的每一件事情，没有一件不在他的主权下。
Now we need to think about this.
我们必须要来思想。
Because that doesn't mean that everything that is going wrong is what he wants.
并不是说所有发生那些不好的事情发生都是他要的。
Definitely, unrighteousness that we observe in God's world is not according to God's will.
当然，在神的国度里面有一些不义的事情，不是神的旨意。
But our Lord Jesus is still the sovereign ruler over all of this and permits it to happen sovereignly.
但是我们的主耶稣他允许这些事情发生。
We have to be careful that we don't, with our limited mind, somehow impose a judgment upon him.
有时候在我们有限的心思的里面，我们会来论断这件事。
We must remember, brothers and sisters, he is God.
我们要来认识他是神。
He is perfect.And everything about him is perfect.
他是完全的，所以他
做的一切事都是完全。
他的知识是完全。
His wisdom is perfect.
他的智慧是完全。
His power is perfect.
他的能力是完全。
His authority is perfect.
他的权柄是完全。
And we need to remember that he is the creator and we are the creatures.
我们要记得他是创造的主，我们是被造的。
And that puts us in a very limited place.
那我们是很有限的。
No matter what your IQ is.
不管你的智商有多高
，Brothers and sisters, we have no comparison to him.
我们与他不能相比。
And it's good for us to be reminded of this and to remember it on an ongoing basis.
我们常常要被提醒，要记得这件事。
So this is what Matthew was concerned about as he wrote his gospel.
当马太在写他的福音书的时候，这是马太所关心的。
He wanted us to be able to see the Lord Jesus Christ.As God's great King,
他要我们来看、来认识主耶稣基督是神的大君王。
And we mentioned last evening that this matter of kingdom has other words that help us understand what is involved in a kingdom.
那讲到国度，有一些词汇、一些名词能够帮助我们能认识。
And again, we need to be careful.
所以我们也要注意。
That in using the words, we don't rob them of their meaning and significance.
我们在使用这些字的时候，我们要知道要它的意义。
You know, I keep encouraging the brothers and sisters in Brazil to consider something.
我在鼓励巴西的弟兄姐妹们。
Because in my estimation, there's a problem with the Portuguese language.
在我的估计里面，葡萄牙文有一些问题。
Well, one problem is I can't learn it.
有一个问题是我没有办法来学。
That's not the problem I have reference to.
这不是我所要说的。
The problem is the word "senhor."Senor. You cannot translate it into Mandarin. Senor, that's Portuguese, okay?
Yeah. Senor, 这个葡萄牙文。
Now, the word senor can be used in two different ways.
就是先生或者是太太。
Like, for instance, if I were going to...
Sorry.
It's okay, no problem. I think most people will understand, even though it may be difficult, okay?But the word senor can be used for me to introduce someone to you who is a man.
有时候用这个字来介绍一个男人。
Let's suppose I want to introduce Dale King to you.
比如说我要来介绍 King 弟兄。
And you have never met him before.
你从来不认得他。
I need to say to you, meet Senor King.
我就来对你说这个是金先生。
Now here's what the problem is.
Senor, 金,
They use the same word to speak of our Lord Jesus being Lord.
那他们用这个字来讲到主耶稣的。
Now, do you see what this can do to us? If we use the same word to talk about Dale King as we talk about our Lord Jesus Christ, we got a problem.
我们说同样一个字来讲到 King 弟兄跟主耶稣。My
dear brother knows how much I love him, so he knows I'm not trying
那这就有问题。
to belittle him.
讲到我们的弟兄知道我多爱他,
so,
所以他不会,
I'm encouraging our brothers and sisters in Brazil to use a different word.
我来鼓励葡萄牙的, 在用葡萄牙文的弟兄姐妹,
now, probably they will not obey me, but that's okay.
用另外一个字,
but they have a wonderful word in Portuguese language.
在葡萄牙文有一个很好的字,
that I think should be used to identify our Lord Jesus.
能够用它来代表来认定我们的主。
And maybe I'll teach it to you tonight.
也许今天晚上我来教你。
Because I think it's a wonderful word.
我想这是一个很好的字。
The word is soberano.
这是 soberano.
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 What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Guy, what does it mean? Sovereign.
是有主权的。
This is the word that we should be using to identify our Lord Jesus.
我们要用这个字来
Not Mr. Jesus.
不是耶稣先生,
but Soberano Jesus.
而是这个掌权的主耶稣。
Now why am I sharing this, brothers and sisters?
为什么我要跟你交通这些呢?
Because we run the risk, we are in danger of using this word so much that it loses its significance for us.
因为我们用一些字用得很随便, 就失去它的意义。
And so we need to be careful.
所以我们要小心,
because we're talking about the king.
因为我们讲到这位王,
the sovereign ruler of the universe.
这宇宙间掌权的,
and when we call him Lord, when we address him as Lord,
当我们来称呼他为主,
when we refer to him as Lord,
当我们呼求他,
there should be an understanding in our heart as to who are we talking about.
我们的心里面要知道我们在说什么,
and what does this word Lord mean?
这个主这个字是什么意思?
Because you know, dear brother and sister, if we have the reality in our heart and we call him Lord, that means we have totally surrendered our life to him.
如果有实际的话, 当我们称呼他为主, 就代表我们把我们完全交给他。
Since he is soberano,
因为他是掌权的。 他是有主权的。
We don't have another choice.
所以我们没有别的选择。
Either that or we're not using the word properly.
或者是他是主, 要不然我们就没有用,
but all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. He is the name that is higher than any other name. He has been exalted far above all other principalities and powers. He sat down at the right hand of majesty. And he continues for 2,000 years to function in that position.
过去的2000年, 他就在他的位置上来工作。
And this is how the kingdom of God gets manifested here on the earth.
这就是神的国怎么样在地上被彰显。
Now, I have to share with you, probably we will not get finished tonight.
我要交通的, 也许今天晚上没办法讲完。
So I hope you had enough to eat so we can last till breakfast.
我希望你吃得够多, 所以我们可以一直撑到早晨。
But I want us first of all to consider that there's a crisis in the kingdom.
我要你首先来思想, 在这个国度里面有一个危机。
Listen carefully to what I say. It's important that we use the right words.
你要很注意。
There is a crisis in the kingdom. The kingdom is not having a crisis.
在这国度里面有一个危机, 这不是这个国度有危, 不是这危机, 国度, 危机的国度。
Has our brother been able to explain it? In other words, there is no crisis with the kingdom because the king, the ruler, is sovereign.
国度本身没有问题, 因为这王是掌权的。
So there is not a crisis in that sense.
所以在国度里面是没有问题的。
But there's a crisis in the kingdom.
但是在国度里面是有危机的。
That is something has happened that has interfered with God's sovereign rulership.
因为在这里有一些事情发生来影响到神的掌权。
Well, again, I'm probably saying it the wrong way myself.
也许我说的也不准确。
But what I'm saying, let me just explain what I'm talking about, and then I think you'll understand.
那我先来解释我要讲的是什么。
Before the earth was created,
在这地被造之前,
it seems like the scriptures would have us to understand that God created angelic beings.
那在世界被造前，神造了天使。
That he created angels.
他造了天使。
And he created three ruling angels.
他来创造三位掌权的
天使。Archangels.
或者天使长。
That means they are responsible to rule over all the other angels.
他们这三位天使长来管理其他的天使。
And most of you remember the names of these three angels.
多数人记得他们的名字。
Anybody help me?
大家帮助我。
Gabriel.
加百列。
Michael.
米迦勒。
Lucifer.
路西佛。
There's the problem.
这里就有一个问题。
Because this Lucifer, who is a created being, in essence, decided in his heart that he was going to be God.
这个路西佛他是受造的，但在心里面他要成为神。
And he revolted against the authority of God.
他就背叛了神的权柄。
And the result was he became Satan.
结果就是他成为撒旦。
He became God's arch enemy.
他就成为神主要的敌人。
Now when you read in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28,
如果你读以赛亚书十四章或以西结书二十八
章 you begin to get a picture of what was taking place, what the dynamic was between God and this created being called Lucifer.
那你就看到神和撒旦中间的关系。
That he sought to dethrone God.
他要让神下宝座。
And sit himself in that position.
所以他可以自己坐在宝座上。
Now there are many people who suggest different reasons as to why this happened.
有些人他们有想不同的原因造成这个事。
And I don't want to even mention those tonight. I just want us to be focused on this matter of realizing what happened.
我们不要考究这个原因，我们要知道这个事实。
That there's a crisis.
在这里有一个危机。
Now it's not a crisis that causes our Lord to panic.
对危机。
But it is a problem.
不会让我们的主惊慌。
It's a serious problem.
但是会产生很大的难处。
Because God's universe is not the way He wants it to be.
因为神的国度这就不像他所要的了。
Do you understand, my dear brothers and sisters?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你是否明白
？That the God that you and I have come to know in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ,
这位我们所认识的主耶稣基督
，is a holy, righteous God.
神他是完全圣洁公义的。
And He cannot rest if there is one iota of unrighteousness in his universe.
若在他的宇宙里面有一个分子是不公义的，他没有办法忍受。
He is a perfectionist.
他是一个完美主义的。
We might say he is the perfectionist of perfectionists.
他是所有完美主义里面最完美主义的。
Some of us kind of think we are perfectionists too.
有些人觉得自己是完美主义的。
Oh, brothers and sisters, our God is the perfect perfectionist.
哦，不的，我们的神是那个才是那个完美主义。
Please understand that he is not going to rest until everything in his universe is exactly according to his own holy righteous standard.
他不会停止他的工作来休息，只等到这个宇宙完全的变完美。
So this archangel who was a created being rebelled against the authority against the throne of God.
所以这个受造的天使他就在从神的旨意中背叛了。
And God brought judgment.
神就来审判。
Now let's just quickly look in Genesis chapter 1 for a moment.
我们很快地打开圣经创世纪第一章。
I just want us to fellowship for a few moments about something that has become meaningful to me.
我愿意来交通一些对我产生非常有意义的。
It has helped me understand something of this crisis that we're talking about.
会帮助我们来认识这个危机。
Now I want you to notice, first of all, in the first verse, it just simply says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
第一节很简单的讲到，起初神创造天地。
Now why didn't the writer just say, "In the beginning, God created the universe"?
他为什么不说神创造宇宙呢？
Because the earth has a special focus.
因为地是神所强调的。
Do you know that the Earth is only one small planet in this galaxy of 80 billion stars?
在这82兆的星球里面，这地球只是很小的一个星球。
And this Earth seems to be the focus of the problem.
但是这小小的星球是这个问题里面的中心。
Now, you remember what we shared last night.
你记得我们昨天晚上交通的。
About the 50 to 80 billion stars in our galaxy.
在我们的星座里面有50到80兆的星星。
And then the scientists have discovered another 50 billion galaxies.
但是在另外一个星座里面有50兆，另外50兆。
Of all of these billions and billions and I wish someone would help me. Trillions and trillions and whatever is beyond that.
在这千千万万的星球里面。
And of all of those, God's focus in the Word of God is in one place.
但是在神的旨意里面，它集中在一个地方。
Notice what it says in verse 2.
注意第二节说的是什么。
And the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Now let me share another thing with you that I read about our universe, about the scientists and what they're discovering.
让我再跟你交通，我读到一些关于科学方面。
I guess maybe 2 years ago now, I read in Time magazine.
两年以前我在时代杂志上看到。
About another telescope that the scientists have created.
另外他们有制作了一个望远镜。
And with this telescope, brothers and sisters, listen carefully. With this telescope, they are able to see 660 trillion trillion miles.
用这个望远镜，他们可以来看非常非常远的地方。
You don't even have that in Mandarin, huh?
No, it's very, very far.
Sorry. 660 trillion trillion miles.
660万兆的这么多里。
And they're not claiming that they saw the end yet. That's as far as they can see right now.
这并没有看到尽头，这是他们
看到的。Now, I want us to think for a moment. Imagine that you are on the other end of that telescope looking toward the Earth.
如果你在这个望远镜的另外一边来看地球
，You probably can't even find the Earth. It's so small.
你甚至不能找到地球，因为这么
小。In comparison, but this is where God's heart is.
虽然这么小，但是却是神心意所在。
The Son of God had to become the Lamb of God to solve the problem here on the Earth.
神的儿子要成为神的羔羊来解决这个问题。
How did this happen?
这是怎么样发生的呢？
I think it's a result of Lucifer's rebellion.
这是因为路西弗的背叛。
Because I am convinced in my own heart, brothers and sisters.
在我的心里面，我被说服。
Because it is an interpretation.
因为这里有一个解释。
But the God that I have come to know in the blessed Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect God.
这位主，这位赐福的耶稣，
and I have difficulty accepting the fact that he created something imperfect.
他是完美的，我没有办法来想他会创造一个不完美。
How can he create something that is formless and void and darkness covering it?
神怎么会来创造一个空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗的呢？
I don't think he did.
他没有创造。
Now you're free to be wrong if you want to be.
如果你要。犯错的话，
You're free to believe what you want to believe.
那你自己可以来相信你所相信的。
That from Genesis 1 all the way to the end of the Bible.
从创世纪一直到圣经的终结。
There's a new heaven and a new earth.
有新天新地。
Out of all these billions and billions and billions.
有几万亿兆的星球。
This is where God's heart is focused.
那这是神的心意所在。
And the issue is that God's kingdom is not a full reality on this planet.
问题是神的国在这个星球上没有得着真正的实际。
And since our God cannot rest with this condition, he cannot be satisfied with this condition.
在这样的情形，我们的神不满足，也不能够停。
He has to find a way.
他必须要找到一个办法。
A solution to this crisis.
他必须要对这个危机找到一个答案。
How does he do it? Well, according to Genesis chapter 1, as I understand it,
根据创世纪第一章，
he spoke into this chaotic condition,
他对这样混乱的
时间， into this darkness and said, let there be light.
在这混乱的情形，他说话说，
and then he continued to reform, to shape this earth in such a way that life could exist on it.
他说要有光，然后他继续来创造，所以生命可以被住在这个地上。
And then in verse 26,
在第二十六节，
After many let us, he says, let us make man.
然后他说，让我们来创造人。
Now you know, sometimes, brother, we read this as if, well, so that happened.
我们读的时候很轻忽地说，哦，事情就这样发生了。
But this is a marvelous thing.
但是这是很奇妙的事情。The
angels were not created in the image of God.
天使没有按神的形象创造。
But he is now God's creating a being.
只是他是神所造的。
He takes the dust of the ground.
神就借着地上的尘土。
He takes ordinary earth.
他就拿地上普通的尘土。
And forms a body.
来创造一个形象。
And then into that body, he breathes.
这个形体，这个神就吹气在他身体。
And God's life enters into him.
神的生命就进到他里面。
And the scripture says that he became in Hebrew a nefesh haya.
圣经上讲，
That's a little bit of Hebrew, okay?
又从希伯来成为活的魂。
This is the first one.
这是第一个人。
Before that there was God. And then there were angels. But now there's a living soul.
在这之前有神创造的天使。
Created in the image of God.
那现在有一个人是造神的形象造的。
What is in God's heart?
在神的心里面，他是这样。
Why would motivate God to create this being?
为什么神要造这个人呢？
Well, when we read it carefully, He gives them instruction what they're supposed to do.
如果我们仔细读的话，神给人一些教训，有一些指示。
What does He want them to do?
神要人做什么呢？
To take dominion.
来掌权。
To be God's representatives here on this earth to complete the recovery work.
来代表神在这个地上。 来做恢复的工作。
Now there are other aspects of this we won't go into tonight. But this is what God had created man to be.
这是神要造人的目的。
Is to be a representative of his government here on the earth.
是在地上来代表神来治理这地。
But you know God doesn't want an automaton.
你知道神不是要一个机器人。
He's not interested in robots.
他不要机器人。
He wants beings that will fully and intelligently cooperate with him.
他要有一个人，他有一个自由的意志来与他配合。
So he created the man in such a way that man could be in complete communication with him.
所以他创造人，让人可以完全与他交通。
That God could communicate to him, and man could communicate back to God.
神可以与人交通，人与神交通。
So it's unhindered fellowship, a relationship between God and man.
没有阻隔的交通在人和神的中间。
So, brothers and sisters, you see how God initially reacted to this crisis.
所以你看见神如何开始来应付这个危机。
But God's enemy wasn't finished yet.
但是神的仇敌还没有结束他的工作。
Because he is an eternal antagonist.
因为他在永远里面，他要来反对神。
He's a defeated foe, but he doesn't know he's defeated, or at least he will not admit that he's defeated.
他虽然被击败，但他不承认。
So he continues to try to frustrate the work of God.
所以他继续地来拦阻神的工作。
And so, in order for man to be equipped to fulfill this responsibility,
要让人预备好来完成神的托付。
He needed to be tested and trained.
他需要被试验。
He needed to undergo discipline.
他需要被受训练。
So God put him, the man and the woman in the garden.
所以神把男人女人放在园子里。
Gave them instructions as to what they should do.
指示他们要怎么做。
And then you remember what he very carefully said to the man?
那神这样子清楚地对人说。
Now there are two trees in this garden that I'm going to call attention to, the Lord said.
在这园子里面有两棵树, 你要注意。
The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Now as a test.
这是一个试验。
To find out whether Adam would obey and be this representative of God's government.
来看亚当是不是愿意顺服,
he said to the man, now you can eat of all the other trees.
他说园子里面所有的树上的果子都可以吃,
but this tree you cannot eat of.
唯独这棵树上的果子不可以吃。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, if you have some understanding about the way God created Adam,
如果你知道神怎么样创造亚当,
what kind of a creation do you think he was?
他是一个怎样的受造呢?
What word would you use to describe him?
你怎么用什么样的话来形容亚当呢?
We have to use the word perfect.
你必须要用这个字,
because God can only create that which is perfect.
因为神只能创造完美的事。
And so he was perfect. There were no handicaps in his life.
在亚当里面呢,
no weaknesses.
没有弱点。
If we could talk about a problem, a possible problem, is that God created him with the ability to make choices.
如果亚当有一点问题的话，就是神让他能够来选择。
But he didn't want a robot.
但是神不要一个机器人。
He wanted someone out of living relationship with himself.
神要得着的是与他有活的关系。
That could be a representative of his and be an instrument in his hand to recover this planet.
能够来代表他。
To his government.
来成为他的工具，能够来恢做神恢复的工作。
Now you all know the story.
你知道这个故事。
How that the man and woman was there in the garden.
这个男人和女人在园子里面。
And again, Lucifer, the archangel, the archenemy of God.
路西佛这个神主要的敌人。
Transforms himself into the form of a serpent.
把自己变成蛇的形象。
And comes and has a conversation with the woman.
来与这个女人有一段对话。
And deceives her and convinces her to eat of this tree that God made it very clear they should not eat from.
来欺骗她。来让这女人吃这个神吩咐不可吃的树上的果子。
And then she gave to her husband, and he also ate.
然后女人把这个果子给她的丈夫，她也吃了。
Now we find from reading our brother Paul that the woman was deceived, but the man was not deceived.
那我们从保罗的话，我们知道这个女人是受蒙蔽的，但是男人却没有。
That is very simply put. Brothers, sisters, please don't get upset with me.
弟兄姐妹们，你不要对我生气。
But his problem was he listened to his wife and not to the Lord.
男亚当的问题是他听了他妻子的话，而没有听神的话。
Now, what I say is, if I had been Adam, I wouldn't have needed a wife. I could have done it without her. So I'm not trying in any way to put the blame on the shoulders of the sisters.
我不是要来把这个错都怪在姊妹身上，因为若是我的话，我自己也会犯错。
When Adam disobeyed,
弟兄姐妹们，当亚当来不顺服的时候
，for the same poison that was operating in Lucifer to find its way into the human race，
他就对路西佛这个毒药在他的里面来打开他亚当的心里面的门。
And it looked once again like the enemy had succeeded.
那好像。这个仇敌就再一次成功了。
He was victorious.
但是主是得胜的。
But brothers and sisters, our God is sovereign.
我们的神是掌权的。
He is omniscient. That is, He is all-knowing and all-wise and all-powerful.
他是全能全知的神。
So when he brings judgment upon the man and the woman and the serpent,
他在对男人、女人和这个蛇的审判里。
You know what he says to the serpent.
他对蛇这样说
The seed of the woman will crush your head.
女人的后裔要伤你的头。
This was prophetic.
这是蛮有预言的。
That God was going to work things out in such a way that the enemy's head was going to be crushed.
神要做一个工作，让女人的后裔来伤。
Now, we're not told how this was going to happen.
仇敌的头。
But God began to work so as to continue this work.Of recovering his government in his universe.
所以神继续工作，来做他在宇宙中恢复的工作。
Now we know how that ultimately took place, how that the enemy was defeated.
我们知道这个仇敌如何被打败。
Is that God the Son became a human being?
因为神他成为人，神的儿子成为人。
In the person of Jesus of Nazareth.
成为拿撒勒人耶稣。
He lived an absolutely perfect life.
他活了最完全的生活。
He came face to face with this arch enemy.
他与仇敌面对面相遇。
When he was out there in the wilderness,
在旷野的当中。
He had his own encounter, face to face encounter.
神的儿子面对面来遇见仇敌。
But the enemy failed.
然后仇敌失败了。
But then the enemy had another idea.
但仇敌还有一个想法。
At least he thought it was his idea.
那仇敌有这样的想法，他自己的想法。
That he would arrange things in such a way that this one who was the king would be killed, would be crucified.
他就来设计让这个将来要做王的来杀死他。
But he forgot again that God is sovereign.
但是他忘了神是掌权的神。
So he didn't know. Apparently he didn't know that this one whom he was seeking to be have crucified was none other than the Lamb of God.
那他要钉十字架的，他没有想到说这就是神的羔羊。
Whom our dear brother has been fellowshipping with us about in the morning session.
在早晨，我们亲爱的弟兄已经跟我们有交通。
So, brothers and sisters, when our Lord Jesus from the cross in John 19 says finished,
当我们的主在十字架上说成了
，You know what that means?
这是什么意思呢? It means that God's solution to this crisis is over.
神已经解决了这个危机。
Now it has to, some of the details have to be worked out.
有一些细节还需要继续工作。
But our Lord Jesus is the victor.
但是我们的主是得胜的。
He has crushed the serpent's head.
他已经伤了。
He instigated, he arranged this crucifixion.
是他神来安排这个十字架。
But it's like Naaman in the book of Esther.
像乃曼一样，在以斯帖记里的乃曼。
Who got hanged on the gallows that Naaman created?
谁挂在这个乃曼所造的这个架子上呢?
Naaman got killed.
是乃曼他自己。
Something like this is what God did with the enemy.
神就是这样把他的功劳做成在仇敌身上。
Now he may be a very wise creature, but he's not wiser than our God.
这仇敌他虽然很有智慧，但不会比神更有智慧。
And so when our Lord Jesus said, "It is finished." It means that now there's a work that has been done that makes it possible for God to fully recover His government in His universe.
当主耶稣说成了，这就是神恢复的工作能够已经被完成了。
And when we come to the end of the book, the Revelation, we see the new heaven coming down out of, I mean the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
到启示录，我们看见新耶路撒冷从天而降。
What is this new Jerusalem?
这新耶路撒冷是什么？
My understanding is it's the headquarters of God's government.
这就是神掌权的中心。This
is where God's government is centered.
这是神掌权的中心。And
out of this, God is going to perfectly reign over everything on this earth.
从这个里面出来，神就让这地上一切成为完美。
So what we have now is God working to recover His rulership in His world.
所以我们看到神就借着这样来恢复他在地上的掌权。
He will never admit defeat.
仇敌没有办法来承认他被打败。
He will never surrender to the enemy.
我们的神不会被仇敌打败。
We have the record, brothers and sisters, that our Lord Jesus Christ is the victor. He is the overcomer.
我们知道我们的主是那个得胜的。
He is the one who is worthy to sit on that throne.
只有他配得坐在宝座上。
Why? Because he defeated the arch enemy.
为什么? 因为我们的主打败了仇敌。
He has the character. He has the experience. He has everything necessary to be in that position.
他有他的性情，他有曾经做过这样得胜的事。
And do you know what that means for us, brothers and sisters?
你知道这对我们什么意义呢?
I shared this last evening, but I want to share it again tonight.
我虽然昨天交通,
I want you to think about it. I want you to pray about it and consider this matter very seriously.
我虽然昨天交通,
because it's something that seems to be missing among us.
因为在我们当中好像缺少什么?
Dear brothers and sisters, if our Lord Jesus Christ is worthy,
如果我们的主是配得的,
to sit on that throne,
坐在宝座上,
and rule the universe of God,
来掌管这个神的宇宙,
is he worthy to rule your heart?
他是不是来配得,
Do you see him as being worthy and capable?
你来看他神是不是配得呢? 是不是能够呢?
Now you need to consider this because this is the real issue of your life.
你必须要来认真来思想,
what do you expect to be happening to you in eternity?
你想要在永远里面你是怎么样呢?
You know, life for most of us less than 80 or 90 years.
地上的生命最多八九十年。
Some of us feel like we're already on borrowed time.
有些人觉得我们的生命已经快到尽头了。
So life is short.
生命是很短暂的。
And eternity is for eternity.
永世却是永远。
是永远的。 What are you going to be doing out there?
你在那里要做什么呢?
Well, the issue is, what place does Jesus have in your life?
那就是基督耶稣在你生命里面的地位是什么?
Is he in your life whom God has made him to be in the universe?
他在生你生命的地位是不是就像神要让主在宇宙中的地位一样呢?
Have you bowed your knee, the knee of your heart?
你心里面的膝盖是不是向主屈膝呢?
And from your heart confessed that he is your Lord.
从你的心处心的深处，你来承认他是主。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
This is a decision that has already been made.
这个决定已经
But the issue is he your Lord?
但是他是你的主。
As you live out your life,
当你每天在生活的时候,
are you living under his authority?
你是不是生活在他的权柄里面?
Have you surrendered yourself fully to him?
你是不是把自己完全的让给他呢?
So that this crisis that has happened in the universe, in God's kingdom,
doesn't necessarily have to have an effect on you.
所以在这个宇宙里面发生的危机不一定要在你里面发生。
The crisis can be solved.
这危机可以被解决。
And God has made it so simple.
神把这个变得这样简单。
Now it is the most difficult decision you will ever make.
也许是你要做最难的决定。
But God has made it simple.
但是是非常容易的。
Confess my son as your Lord.
来承认我的儿子是你的主。
Give him sovereignty over your life.
把你生活的主权交给他。
Let him enter into your heart and take control.
让他进到你的心里面。
And let him begin to allow the kingdom of God to be a reality in your own life.
让他的天国的实际在你里面成为真实。
Well, brothers and sisters, it would probably be helpful if we could go through the Gospel of Matthew tonight looking at some of these things, but we don't have time. So I encourage you to do that for yourself.
如果你好好的读马太福音，这些会对你有帮助。我们今天晚上没有时间细讲。
Because I want us to fellowship a little bit tonight about the character of the kingdom.
今天晚上我要交通到一点这个国度里面的信息。
Because you see, my dear brothers and sisters, the character of the kingdom has its origin in God Himself.
因为神的性情是从神来的。
The character that we find in, that is mentioned in Matthew 5, 6, and 7,
在马太5、6、7三章里面讲的,
is already a reality in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这耶稣基督这人身上已经成为实际。
Now I don't know how you have, what you have done with Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
我不晓得你看马太5、6、7是怎么看。
Has it become an important part of your reading and considering?
这是你觉得很重要的一段圣经吗?
Some of you young brothers and sisters here,
在做年轻的弟兄姐妹们,
and some of you middle-aged ones,
或者中年人,
and maybe some of us gray-haired ones,
也许年长的,
ought to seek to memorize these three chapters.
我们要来背这几段的圣经,
because in these chapters, we find the foundation, the constitution for the kingdom.
因为在这三章的圣经里面讲到天国的律法,
if we want to know how to live in reality, in our daily life, in the kingdom, this is where our Lord helps us.
如果我们要活在这个实际里面, 我们需要来读这三章圣经。
So when you start there in Matthew chapter 5,
所以你从马太五章开始,
blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
Well, what character is necessary for the kingdom of God to be a reality?
要怎么样让天国成为实际呢?
The first one is to be poor in spirit.
第一个性情就是要邻里贫穷。
One brother has suggested that we interpret this or translate this as blessed is he who is bankrupt.
或者是这样的翻译说破产的人有福了。
That someone who's living a totally dependent life.
有一个人他如果完全活在完全需要依靠的情形。
One translation, the Bible says, blessed are the poor in pride.
在对骄傲的这件事情上,
that they are poverty-stricken when it comes to the matter of pride.
讲到骄傲的事情上, 若他很贫穷就是有福的。
Now you know, my dear brothers and sisters, from what little bit you know about yourself,
你知道你的自己,
that we are very proud creatures.
我们都是非常骄傲的。
We are so proud, we think we can live our life without any help.
我们想我们可以自己来过生活, 不需要任何帮助。
And please understand, God did not create us in such a way that we could live independently of Him.
神创造我们, 并没有让我们可以来, 无力的来生活。
It's just the opposite, brothers and sisters.
刚刚好相反。
God created us in such a way that we should live totally, 100% dependent lives.
我们, 神造我们, 是要我们100%的来依靠他。
Now that's difficult for successful Americans to accept.
对很成功的美国人, 这是很难接受的事实。
Some of you who live in America, and get caught up in this whole process of becoming successful.
很多人住在美国, 我们的目的必要就是要成功。
We have changed the philosophy.
我们好像改变了这个哲学。
God helps those who help themselves.
天助自助者。
Chapter and verse, please.
圣经哪一章哪一节说到这句话呢?
This is the worldly way.
这是世上的办法。
It's not God's way.
不是神的办法。
When we get this idea that we do the best we can, and when we get into a difficulty, we ask the Lord to help us.
但我们好像有这样想法, 我尽量的做最好的, 但我有难处再来找神。
I remember my mother, she had a license plate on the front of her car.
我记得我的母亲，她有个车牌是这样写的。
And it said, God is my co-pilot.
她就说神是我的副的驾驶。
Doesn't that sound so wonderful, so spiritual?
是不是觉得很好，很属灵呢？
She should have said, God is my pilot and I'm the co-pilot.
她应该要讲说神是驾驶。
But no, God is the co-pilot. I'm driving this airplane.
但是,
and he's sitting over there in case I get in trouble.
但是好像是我在开飞机，那神坐在旁边，若万一有问题，他才来帮忙。
This is in our thinking, brothers and sisters.
但是这是我们的想法。
And it's not easy for us to have that thinking change.
但是这个是不容易来改变的。
But let me say this to you.
我对你这样说。
In order for us to experience the reality of the kingdom on a daily basis, repentance has to become a lifestyle.
如果我们要天天来经历这个天国的实际的话，我们每天要悔改。
It's not something you do in the beginning and then it's all over.
并不是说一开始悔改，那以后就不需要。Repentance
has to become a lifestyle.
这个是悔改必须要成为生活的部分。要经常来悔改。When
the Holy Spirit reveals to you that you're unlike the Lord Jesus,
当圣灵启示你自己是不义的。What
is your reaction?
你的反应是什么呢？
I want to change.
我要被改变。I'm
not satisfied with being that way.
I want to be changed.
I want to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
And
that requires repentance. It requires a facing of the reality that something is wrong. And it needs to be changed.
我有问题,
you know, brothers and sisters, it seems to me our Lord, out of His great mercy, has made things so simple for us.
我们的主靠着他的怜悯对我们是这样
Now, understand, I'm making a big distinction between simple and easy.
我要有一个很大的差别，就是很容易的，很简单的，或者是很容易的。
There's nothing more simple than to acknowledge the Lord Jesus as the sovereign ruler of the universe.
来承认我们的主耶稣是掌权的主，是很简单的事。
You try to practice it.
但是你如果来实行的话，
Every day, in every situation, and there's something inside of you says, Now you're being foolish. You can do it by yourself.
那你里面会说, 哎呀,
you don't need anybody else. Your flesh is proud. It is self-confident. It doesn't need a Lord. You're your own Lord.
你不需要主,
but it's so simple. All you have to do, it doesn't require, even require much energy. You just get down on your knees.
你只要跪下来, yes.
And you bow your head.
你只要来,
And you say, Jesus, you are Lord.
你说主你是主。
Now, is there anything any more simpler?
有比这个更简单吗？
Now, it has to come from your heart. It's not just empty words.
必须要从你心里面深处发出来, 不是空的话。
But that gives him the freedom.
这样就给神有自由。
To be sovereign in your life.
让你在他在生活里掌权。
So easy.
何等的简单。
But we can't ignore the rebel that's living inside.
但是我们不能来忽略。
That tyrant. He wants his own way.
And
my dear brother and sister, if you have not seen this tyrant, may God grant you a very quick discovery.
如果你还没有遇见这位暴君, 愿主来很快地向你来, 让你发现。
Have you ever read Romans chapter 7?
你有没有读过罗马书七章呢?
Have you gone through Romans chapter 7 in your life?
在你的生活里面, 你有没有经历罗马书七章呢?
That is inexperience.
这就是那个经历。
See, we get this erroneous idea, we become such fabulous Christians.
我们有很错误的观念,
I go to meetings regularly. I give my money. I read my Bible. I pray.
我祷告, 我也奉献, 我也来读圣经。
I try to be nice to my brothers and sisters.
我对我的弟兄姐妹好。
I'm a fabulous Christian. Now, we never admit that to anybody, but we think that.
也许我们没有口里面没有这样说, 但我觉得我是很好的基督徒。
But then the Lord has an experience for you.
但是主, 对你有这样的一个,
where you will discover along with the Apostle Paul
你会跟保罗一起发现,
that in me, that is in my flesh, there is no good thing.
在我的肉体里面没有良善。
Now there should be an amen from everybody's heart tonight, but I didn't hear one of them.
在我们每个人心里面甚至我们都要说阿们。
What does that mean? Some of us haven't discovered this yet.
也许在座人, 有些人还没有发现。
You have a great discovery awaiting you.
有一个很重要的发现在等着你。
It's not an easy one, but it's a necessary one.
但是是必须的。
Because my dear, dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
there's only one person in this universe who can live in the reality of the kingdom of God.
只有一个人在这全宇宙里面能够活在神国的实际里。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he wants to come and live in you.
他要来住在你里面。
That's why Paul wants to get us from Romans 7 into Romans 8.
所以保罗要从罗马七章进到八章。
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
那如今在基督耶稣里就不定罪了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律已经释放我，救我们脱离罪和死。
Now what is this law of sin and death?
这个罪和死的律是什么呢?
Well, the law of sin is that when you try not to do something, you always do it.
那就是你想要不做什么，你永远就这样做。
And when you want to do something, you're like a dead man.
那你要想做什么的时候，你像一个死人一样。
You're not able to do it.
你就不能做。
You make promises to him, Lord, tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock sharp.
你跟主讲说。 主啊，明天早晨五点准准五点，那我会拨闹钟。But
what do you do?
但是你怎么做呢？ 你却睡着了。
I didn't hear the alarm.
我没有听到闹钟啊，那闹钟可能不工作。Brothers
and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，This is to be a great discovery for us.
对我们这是要一个，对我们是一个极大的发现。To
know that God again has made it so easy.
神对我们是。
Simple. Thank you, my corrector.
这是何等的简单。
He has made it so simple.
这是何等的简单。
But not easy.
但却不容易。
It requires the grace of God.
需要神的恩典。
It requires discovering the indwelling Christ.
需要来发现内住的基督。
You know, it seems to me, my brothers and sisters, that the Holy Spirit used the Apostle Paul to help us understand two very important matters.
圣灵借着保罗来让我们来认识两件重要的事。
He used them to help us understand many, but I want to call attention to two of them.
我要来特别讲到两件事。First
of all, what does it mean to be a real Christian?
成为真实的基督徒是什么意思?
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太2:20节.
I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That is normal Christian living.
正常基督徒的生活就是说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Through his own experience, the Lord revealed to him the reality of what it means to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主自己的经历，借着保罗的经历，主也来启示他成为门徒的意义是什么？
So why do we need to be crucified?
我们为什么要被钉十字架呢？
Why not just take the old man and make a few minor adjustments and everything will be okay?
为什么把这个旧人来做一点调整，那一切就好了吗？
Because it doesn't work.
因为这样不工作。
It's not God's way.
这不是神的办法。
God's solution for your old man.
对这个旧人神的答案。
Is execution by crucifixion.
是致死他借着十字架。
Because when Christ was on that cross being crucified, you were there with him, in him.
因为主在那里钉十字架之后，你也在那里。
Now this is God's estimation of your old man.
这是神对你旧人的估价。
And my old man.
对你
Only one solution.
对这旧人只有一个答案。
Execution by crucifixion.
借着十字架致死他。
And it's something you can't do by yourself.
你自己不能做的。
Maybe you can get a hammer and nails and do your feet for you.
你也许自己能够钉自己的脚。
And maybe you can do one hand. I don't. Maybe you have some trick. You can hold the nail and hit this. Now what are you going to do with this hand?
你可以钉一只手，但是你另外一只手你没办法自己钉。
That's why the Lord uses your brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么主借着你的弟兄姐妹能够来钉你另外一只手。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is true for you.
这对你是真实的,
it's true, especially for Ernie Heil.
对, Ernie Heil, 对我自己是最真实的。
In him there is no good thing in his flesh. There is no good thing, not one.
在他里面一点良善都没有。
Do you know how difficult it is to come to that conclusion?
你知道要达到这样的结论是何等困难。
How many brick walls you have to run into with your hard head before you get the message?
你在生活里面要遭到许多的挫折，你才能够认识到这个。
Now, if you haven't gotten the message yet,
若你还没有,
I just want you to know,
还没有认识的，我要你知道,
there's brick walls awaiting you.
就是在你的前面有砖墙在等着。
There's bridges out in front of you that God, out of His great love for you, is going to allow you to experience.
在你生活里面前途神安排了让你来经历。
He will create them, He will engineer them.
他会创造一些环境。
Please, my dear brothers and sisters, understand, He wants you to be prepared to live in His kingdom for eternity.
请你们认识神要预备你让你可以在他的
王国里面。And if there's not a transformation taking place, you will not be comfortable there.
如果你没有改变你在神的国在永远里面你不会舒服的。
You'll be like a fish out of water.
你就像鱼脱离水一
样。You won't fit.
你在那里不配。
Because your character is so different from the character of the kingdom.
因为你的性情与神国的性情是这样不合。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
When somehow in your circumstances, something happens that you cannot explain.
如果你的环境里面发生一些你所不能够解释的事。
God is at work.
神在工作。
He knows something about you that you don't know about you.
他知道你是你所自己不知道的。
You know, in some ways, love is blind.
有许多的时候爱是盲目的。
Not in every way, but in some ways, love is blind.
在某些方面可以说爱是盲目的。
And a particular way that love is blind is when you look at yourself.
在这件事情上很确定的就是你看自己。
You know what love refuses to allow you to do? To see what is wrong with you.
那你就看不见你自己的不对。
You think he is ignorant of the things that are not right in you?
那你想神难道对你的错是无知的吗?
Do you think he's closed his eyes to the weakness of your character?
你想神对你的弱点他只是闭着眼睛吗?
Please, my dear brothers and sisters, understand, make this, let the Holy Spirit put this deep in the depths of your heart.
愿圣灵在这件事情上放在你心的深处。
Do you know what God has planned for you?
你知道神对你的计划是什么吗?
Do you know what your destiny is?
你知道你的前途是什么吗?
Do you know what you're going to, that God wants you to be doing throughout eternity?
你知道神要你在永远里面做什么吗?
He's reigning with His Son forever and ever.
是与他的儿子一同掌权直到永远。
Sharing the responsibility of governing God's universe.
来分享在这个掌管宇宙这样的责任。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
do you think for one moment that the Lord wants you to be in that position and not have the necessary character to fulfill it?
你想神会要你在这样的位置里面却不来预备你吗?
So, what is he going to do?
他要怎么做呢?
He's going to use every situation. Romans 8:28 is not just a verse that we quote when things go wrong.
罗马书八章二十八节不是一节圣经当事情不发生不顺利。
God causes all things to work together for good, period.
神叫万事互相效力，这样就完了吗
？No, not period.
不是的。
He causes all things to work together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.
神叫万事互相效力。
What is His purpose, Mike?
为爱他的人。
For you to sit on the throne with His Son and reign with Him forever and ever.
是为了让你可以坐在宝座上与他一同作王。
Now, if we have given ourselves to Him,
如果我们把自己交给神
then He gives Him the freedom to use whatever He finds necessary.
如果给他自由来工作
to build this character into us,
把神的信心坐在我们里面
so that when we stand before his judgment seat, he can say to us, well done, good and faithful servant.
所以我们站在他宝座前
You have been faithful in the little things, I will make you ruler.
你是又忠心又良善的仆人你在小事上有忠心我要让你掌管更大的事
Now think with me, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Those who once were his enemies he now causes them to be able to reign with his son on the throne of the universe
我们以前是与神为敌的今天他要让你我与他的儿子在宝座上一同作王
So the Lord has found a way to solve the crisis
神已经找到一个办法来解决这个危机。
He found a way to solve the crisis in your life.
他找到一个办法在你生活上解决你的危机。
If you're not living in the reality of the kingdom of God, there's a crisis going on in your life.
如果你没有活在神国的实际，在你里面有一个危机。
But you need to know there's been a solution provided for that crisis.
但是你要知道，神已经预备一个答案。
There's a way for you to go through.
有一条道路你可以经
过。There's a way for you to overcome.
那神能够让你得胜。
By discovering, by the Holy Spirit, the indwelling life of the overcoming Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要来认识这个住在我们里面活的基督。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
please consider together with me. 请你们与我一同思想, the same life. Listen carefully.
请注意听,
the very same life that enabled the Lord Jesus to be victor and go through and be obedient unto death and is now seated there at the Father's right hand.
这个生命在主的里面能够让他顺服能够得胜, 现在坐在父的右边,
that very same life.
这完全一样的生命,
been put inside of you.
放在你的里面。
Some of you maybe have read Brother Nee's book, The Life That Wins.
有些人读过你弟兄的书,
it's overcoming life.
就是我们的生命是得胜的生命。
It's life that enables you to get through any situation.
这个生命让我们经过各样的环境。
And this is where this matter of us learning how to live in the kingdom of God now comes to have impact in our life.
这就是为什么要学习活在神国里面跟我们天天的生活有关系。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this crisis has been solved.
这个危机神已经解决了。
And now God is providing an opportunity to have the character of the kingdom, of the king reproduced in us.
神今天要把这个王的性情做在我们里面。
Now let me just take a few moments tonight to focus our hearts on this matter of seeking the kingdom.
今天晚上我要我们专注在来求神的国。
There's much, much more that we could fellowship about in terms of the character of the kingdom.
我们可以交通许多神国的特质。
Please forgive me.
但是请原谅我。
That I've been so undisciplined in my speaking that I don't have time to go over some of these very important matters.
我的时间有限，没有办法来讲到这么许多重要的事。
But please know this kingdom is available to every one of God's children.
但是请你注意，这个国度，神的国是对我们每个人预备的。
You don't have to be a spiritual giant.
你不需要成为属灵的伟人。
You don't have to be a super Christian.
你不需要成为特别好的基督徒。
As a matter of fact, can I tell you a secret, brother?
我可以告诉你一个秘密。
I don't think there are any spiritual giants and any super Christians.
没有属灵的巨人, 没有超级的基督徒。
If there's any increase of Christ in us, it's because the Holy Spirit has provided opportunity and the grace for us to go through.
如果基督,
something's been produced.
在我们的里面增加, 是圣灵给我们的恩典。
So let's fellowship for a few moments about seeking His kingdom.
让我们来交通到求神的国。在马太六章三十三节,
maybe we can read starting in verse 32 again.
我们再从32节读。
For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
这些都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。Now
you notice in verse 32 that our Lord talks about these things.
在32节讲到说这一切的事。What
are these things?
这一切的东西是什么呢？
Well, the ordinary necessities of life.
生活里面一些必需品。Food
to eat, something to drink, clothes to wear.
要吃的，要喝的，要穿的。
Because the Lord is trying to encourage us not to allow ourselves to engage in this activity that some of us enjoy called worry.
神要提醒我们，我们不要担忧。
It's an activity of the flesh.
这是担忧，是肉体的一个功用。
Because the flesh believes if it can worry enough, then it will produce good results.
好像这个肉体担忧到一个程度，就会有好的事情发生。
And when I was a younger man, I used to say, the only thing worry produces is ulcers and gray hair.
让我年轻的时候，我说，担忧会带来的结果就是你胃溃疡，还有你的头发变白。
And I haven't met anybody who wants more of that.
我还没有看到一个人要更多的胃溃疡或白头发。So
brothers and sisters, part of living in the kingdom is to be free of worry.
在活在神的国里面就不需要担忧。But
there's something we have to do. It's not automatic.
但这却不是自发的，我们要做一件事。We
need to learn to take the grace of God.
我们要来得着神的恩典。And
do what the Lord tells us to do.
来做神要我们做的。You
know, some of us have become fixated, become so focused on the blessing
有些人只是专注在祝福。
That we ignore a very important part of our life.
我们忽略了我们生活里面很重要的部分。
Now, last night we didn't have opportunity to spend much time fellowshipping about this matter of obedience.
昨天我们没有花很多时间讲到不顺从。
But brothers and sisters, if the kingdom of God is going to be reality in our life,
弟兄姐妹们，如果神的国在我们里面成为实际
，then obedience is not an option.
那要顺服就不是一个选择。
Did you hear what I said?
你是不是听见我讲
？If you're going to know the reality of the kingdom of God in your daily living, obedience is not an option.
你如果要神的国在你的天天的生活里面成为实际。要顺服不是一个选择。
But again, we have had this thing happen to us where we have developed a wrong attitude about this matter of obedience.
那常常我们对顺服有不同错的想法。
But obedience is a way that opens a life gate for God to flood in His life and flood in whatever is necessary for the situation.
但是顺服却是那个阀门打开以后，让神的生命能够进到我们里面。
I remember a story someone told a number of years ago.About a brother who used to travel around and minister the word.
我记得多年前有弟兄这样讲，有一个弟兄他到处去传神的话。
As I remember, it happened in England.
在英国。
So this brother was traveling around and he came to this certain home.
他到处旅行。
And he was spending a few days there.
他到一个人家里面来住几天。
And so the owner of the home got up in the middle of the night.
所以这家里面的主人半夜起来。
And he discovered that the light in the bedroom where this brother was staying was on.
他发现这个弟兄在这房间里面灯是亮的。
Early, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
早上3、4点。
So the brother of the house goes and quietly knocks on the door.
所以家里面的主人就轻轻的敲门。
And the brother comes, and answers the door.
那这个客人就来回答。
And when he looked in, he saw an open Bible.
所以他就看见一个圣经本圣经被打开。他就对这个。
Are you searching the Word of God so you can find the promises of God?
那所以这个主人就说：“你是不是在寻找神的话，来找他的应许呢？”
He said, "No, my brother."
那他说：“不的。”
I'm searching the word of God to find the commandments of God.
我来寻找神的话，来要发现神的命令。
Now that's a new tack on things.
这是一个不同的看法。
When's the last time we did that?
上一次我们来找神的律例是什么时候
？And said, "Lord, I want to discover more of your commandments, so I can obey you."
你有这样对主说，我要来发现你更多的命令，所以我可以来遵守吗
？But you see, brothers and sisters, this has to be a part. We have to seek the reality of the kingdom of God, of God's government in our life. And one of the ways we do it is learn to obey His commandments.
我们来寻求让神国的实际坐在我们的里面，这条道路就是要来顺服。
Our Lord Jesus was very clear.
我们的主非常的清楚的说
，If you love me,
如果你爱我。
Keep my commandments.
遵守我的诫命。
So, brothers and sisters, this matter of seeking the kingdom of God includes this matter of us seeking to understand what it is that God requires of us.
如果来先求神的国，包括来求神要我们要达到的。
So, we know how to seek all of these things.
我们知道怎么来寻求。
We have let the world teach us.
我们让世界来教我们。
The Gentiles have been an example for us.
外邦人是我们的例子。
And some people's life is totally focused on possessing these things.
有些人他的生活完全的被想要拥有这些事情所抓住。
And we have to find the grace of God to get free of that seeking of these things.
我们要靠神的恩典，让我们能够来。就我们脱离这些寻求这地上的事。
Later on, maybe tomorrow night we'll look a little bit more at this.
也许明天晚上我们再多有一点交通。
But tonight, let's consider together what is involved in this matter of seeking. What are we talking about?
今天晚上我们要来看在求什么呢
？What is our Lord Jesus referring to when He says, "But you seek first the kingdom of God"?
当主耶稣说要先求他的国是什么意思呢？还先求他的意思
？And then all of these things will be added.
那这些一切就要加给你。
What is it that is required in order for us to be involved in this matter of seeking?
我们需要有怎样的预备呢
well, ？Let me just make a few observations, okay?
我在这里有一些观察。
First of all, it seems to me that seeking is faith in action.
寻找就是信心的行动。
You can almost make them synonymous. That seeking and faith, active faith, is the same thing.
求和活的信心是一件事。
You remember in Hebrews chapter 11.
你知道希伯来书11章?
Let's quickly look there. Hebrews chapter 11.
很快地看一下希伯来书11章。
And verse 6.
第六节。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的。
Now you know that Hebrews chapter 11.
你知道希伯来书11章。
It's a chapter that seeks to encourage us to become men and women of active faith.
来鼓励我们成为有活的信心的人。
So here the writer talks about faith as a way of seeking God. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently search him, seek him.
信心就是讲到要寻求的道路，神也是赏赐那寻求的人。 所以我们要因信而活。
That is, that everything is not always worked out in detail.
也许事情不照我们所想象的发生。
But it is through our exercising our faith and being obedient that these things get worked out.
但是借着信，借着顺服，事情神的事情就成就。
Let's take for example.
举个例子,
Let's take Colossians 1:13.
哥罗西书1章13节,
where Paul tells us that we have been transferred out of the domain of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
保罗告诉我们，神救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到爱子的国里。
Now notice that Paul says this is something that has already been done.
保罗说这已经成就了。
Now we're not trying to play mental games.
我们不是要来
This is not the power of positive thinking.
不是正面的来思想就好了。
This is seeing what God has already done, and then by faith we enter into it.
来看见神已经成就，借着信我们进入。
Let me try to illustrate that illustration, okay?
让我来再举例来说明这件事。
But brothers and sisters, 50 years ago, in February of 1958,
在1958年2月。
In a little church in Pensacola, Florida.
在 Pensacola, 在佛罗里达州的这个小镇,
the Holy Spirit took the Word of God and spoke it in such a way that it spoke to my heart.
圣灵借着神的话说在我心里面。
And even though I had used the Lord's name, well, sometimes in vain, but just singing in songs,
我承认主的名, 我也在唱诗里面唱到主的名。
I didn't know him.
但我却不认识他。
I never owned a Bible.
My family
was not believers in the Lord Jesus.
我的家庭不是信主,
and I had many relatives, and I only knew one or two that we considered to be fanatics.
我只认得一两位好像为, they went to church every Sunday. 他每天,
there I was in this meeting.
那我就在这聚会里面,
this little preacher was preaching about the Lord Jesus.
这个, 传讲信息的人,
and something began to happen inside of me.
什么一件事情在我里面发生了。
Now you have to understand, I had no idea. I had never read the Bible.
我还没有读过圣经，我一点都不知道。
As the Word of God is being ministered, something starts happening inside of me.
但神的话运行在我的里面。And
they were seated in these little folding chairs.
他们坐在这些折叠里面。 我就在中间。
And at the end, the preacher said, Now you can have an experience with the Lord.
那最后讲员就说，你可以来经历主。
I don't know if I understood that much.
我甚至一点点都不明白。But
something was working in me.
那我里面,
I didn't even go out to the aisle. I asked people, please, let me get through. When he gave the opportunity, I went right through to him and said, I want to know.
甚至我都没有从旁边走，我就推开前面的人说，哦，我愿意来认识。
There in that little church,
在那小小教会里,
I was encountered by the living God.
我被神，这活的神遇见。
I came to know that my sins were forgiven.
我就知道我的罪被赦免。
And the life of God came to indwell me.
神的生命住在我里。
Now here's my question.
这就是我要问这样的问题。
Did the Lord Jesus die on that day in February 1958?
主耶稣是不是1958年2月为我的罪死的呢?
Did he die that day?
他是那天死的吗?
When did he die?
不是，他什么时候死的呢?
2000 years ago.
是2000年以前。
But on that day, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I was able to put my faith to work.
但是在那一天, 我的信心就工作了。
Where did the faith come from?
信心从哪里来?
Created by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵放在我里面。
I didn't get it from my parents.
我没有从我的父母得到。I couldn't get it from my friends. I'll tell you, I could not get it from my friends.
我也不从我的朋友上能够得到。
Some of the friends I had, well, we won't even talk about them, okay?
有些朋友我现在都不想提他们。
So it was the Holy Spirit who took the Word of God and created faith in me.
圣灵借着神的话,
and then he enabled me to put that faith in believing the Lord Jesus died for me.
那神就借着这个信让我来相信耶稣为我死。 当我相信,
it became reality.
这就成为实际。
Now, the same way in this matter of seeking the kingdom.
来求神的国,
it's something of faith.
跟信心有关。
We need to take steps of faith.
我们要跨出信心那一步。
And it's when we take the steps that it becomes the reality.
当我们跨出信心的一步, 它就成为实际。
Now, I can't finish without telling you one other thing that happened in that experience.
我不能不告诉你, 在这个经验里面发生什么事?
Now, please, the brothers and sisters, understand, I knew nothing of what was happening. It was
请你相信我,
all a total mystery to me.
对我来讲, 这是完全的奥秘, 我不知道为什么这样发生。
Well, I went home that afternoon,
那天下午回家,
and I laid on my face,
我把脸伏下来,
and I cried, and I cried, and I cried until there were no more tears to cry.
我一直哭, 一直哭, 一直把我的眼泪都哭干了。
I had no idea what was happening.
我不知道发生什么事。
You know what I did know?
你知道我,
When I finished crying,
我当我哭完,
the best way I can describe it is I felt like somebody got inside of me with a strong scrub brush and cleaned me up on the inside.
好像有一个人进到我里面, 用最强的刷子把我里面都刷洗得干净了。
And this all happened because I put to work the faith God created in me.
这样发生,
it became my experience.
因为我把信心, 运用了信心,
and so the Lord wants us to be those who live by faith.
主要我们成为活因信而活的人。
So that all of this matter of us experiencing in a greater measure the reality of the kingdom is by faith.
要经历神国的实际, 要借着信。
Now when you study Matthew 5, 6, and 7,
你若来读马太五, 六, 七,
you'll discover there are things the Lord says you should not do.
你会发现神说一些事不能做。
And there are some things you should do.
讲到一些事你要做的。
You have to obey and then it becomes reality.
你要顺服, 那这些就成为实际。
And so, seeking is faith being active.
所以求是什么呢? 就是来运用信心。
Now, this activity needs to be primarily going on in our hearts.
在我们的心的里面一直要工作的。
You need to be earnest about it. You need to be sincere about it.
你必须要真的很真实要做。
Your heart and soul needs to be engaged in this process of seeking.
你的心, 你的 魂必须要恳切地来求。
You remember in Matthew chapter 11,
你知道在马太福音11章,
in verse 12, the Lord Jesus said, from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, but now the violent take it by force.
十二节, 从施洗约翰的时候到如今, 天国是努力进入的, 努力的人就得着了。
Now, is this the way you understand yourself?
这是你自己明白的吗?
Are you a violent person?
你明白你自己是一个, 有暴力的人吗?
Well, then in order for you to take the kingdom, for it to be a reality, you have to become forceful.
但是要天国成为实际, 你必须要这样努力, 要,
and you have to be violent.
你必须要像用暴力一样。
Now, the one who is seeking to prevent God's kingdom from being a reality has already been defeated.
这位来拦阻神国成为实际的已经被打败了。
And I mentioned this last night, but I mentioned it again tonight.
昨天晚上我已经提到,
今天再提。 You know who is the greatest obstacle to your living in the kingdom?
你知道对你活在神国里面最大的障碍是谁吗?
You look at him every morning in the mirror.
你早晨每天都在看他。
He is the only one who can prevent you from knowing the reality of the kingdom of God in your life.
他是唯一一位能够拦阻你来经历神国的实际。
What is your attitude toward him?
你对他的态度是什么呢?
Is he your best friend?
他是你最好的朋友吗?
You're trying to be nice to him, not make life difficult for him.
你对他很好, 所以生活就没有问题吗?
He's the one with whom you need to be violent.
你要对他是要像有暴力, 要对他,
Our self-centered ego,
我们自我中心的人,
is the greatest obstacle to the reality of the kingdom of God.
是对神国的实际最大的拦阻。
And we are not violent enough.
我们对他不够强暴。
With him. This is why I encourage you, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们,
我愿意鼓励你。If you have any opportunity at all, that you
You get a, you try to read those books entitled The God Players and the Kingdom of Self.
那你来读这个书就是神与神工作的还有
it's an eye opener. It hope helps us to see things in a clearer way.
让我们的它会让我们的心眼打开。
One time, maybe 12 years ago,
有一次十二年前
I was trying to get a clear understanding about this matter of self.
我要对己更有认识。
And I felt like I needed to go to the dictionary.
我觉得我应该到查查字典。
So there was one available that was a very good dictionary. Had, you know, many references to it.
是一本很好的字典，有很多的参考的资料。
So I went to the word self.
我就找这个己这个字。
Anybody want to guess how many references there are to self in a good dictionary?
在好的字典里面，关于这个己有多少参考资料吗
？How about you, young people? Would you like to guess?
你们要不要猜猜看
？Well, more than 400.
有超过400个参考资料。
That I looked at.
在这个本字典里面超过400条。
Now that in itself, brothers and sisters, is the evidence we need that we got a problem.
这就是我们发现我们有问题的一个证据。
Our lives are focused around ourselves.
我们的生活就跟以我们为中心。
And it requires radical action.
需要有极大的改变。
I'm trying to figure how much time we have.
我要看看还有多少时间。
I want to share another story with you.
我愿意跟你分享。
As a way of encouraging you.
另外一个故事来鼓励你。
I'm sorry that I have to be talking about myself.
抱歉，我要还是要提到我自己。
But I want to tell you a story that happened.
我愿意来告诉你在我身上发生的故事。
I think this was 1974.
1974年。
My wife and I were having a serious disagreement with one another.
我跟我的妻子有很严重的冲突。
That's a nice way of putting it.
我这样讲是用好一点的方式
来讲。We were having a heated argument.
我们是非常激烈的，有激烈的辩论。
And in the midst of this argument,She said to me, Ernie, now this is not the wife I'm married to now, okay? She said to me, Ernie, you are the most self-righteous person I have ever met.
在这个口角当中，他就说
Now, isn't that a wonderful thing to say to your spouse?
他说你是我认识里面最自以为意的人。
Well, you can imagine my reaction.
那你可以想象我的反应。
I walked out and I slammed the door.
我就走出去，然后我把门用力关起来。
And I remember I had a little blue Pinto.
我知道我有一部蓝色的小车。
And I was walking out to get in that little blue Pinto.
我要走去开我那小车。
And somehow I discovered the grace of God inside of me.
那我发现神在我里面的恩典。
To say to the Lord, Lord, if she's right, I want you to confirm it. I want you to make it real to me.
那我对主说，主啊，如果我的妻子讲的是真的的话，我愿意你来印证。
You remember, love is blind.
你知道爱是盲目的吗
？So about 4 or 5 months later, we were scheduled to go and have an evangelistic outreach in England.
所以四五个月以后，我们要到英国去传福音。
And when we got there, we rented a bus.
到那里我们租了一辆游览车。
That had a loudspeaker on it. It was about 14-15 passengers.
是14-15个人的。我座位的车子有一个麦克风。
So one day we are traveling along, and I don't know how to describe this brother except he was like Napoleon.
我们有一位弟兄，我不晓得怎么样形容他，但是好像拿破仑一样。
He actually was responsible for developing a lot of Disney World in Orlando.
他
very successful, authoritative businessman.
是非常有成功、有权柄的一个生意人。
So he decided he's going to get on the microphone and.He's going to encourage us to share some things that's going on in our lives.
他就要拿到麦克风来鼓励大家来交分享他们生活里面的经历。
So a number of brothers and sisters shared. He says to me, Ernie, don't you want to share?
然后很多弟兄姐妹交通，那他对我说 ，Ernie， 你要不要交通呢
？I said, not really.
我说啊，我不是很想。
But I'm willing if you think that would be okay.
但是你如果要我交通，我就交通。
So I felt to share this experience that I felt like maybe the Lord.In a, you know, maybe he's trying to show me I'm self-righteous.
我就想要交通这件事，也许主来教导我，我让我认识我是自义的。
I knew these brothers and sisters on the bus.
我认得这些车上的弟兄姐妹。
And Napoleon stands up and says, "If there's one person in this bus who is not self-righteous, it's Ernie Heil.
那这个拿破仑就说在这个车子上, 若有一个人不是自义的话, 那就是 Ernie.
Would respond. Amen.
然后我就说是 Amen.
So we go on for a couple of days.
几天以后我们,
and one morning, well, let me back up. And one evening, we were having some fellowship, and Napoleon said, I feel a burden to witness to the driver of this bus.
有一天晚上我们有交通, 这个拿破仑就说, 我要来见证这个驾驶的司机的事。
So we prayed for him and said, okay.
我们为着他祷告,
trust the Lord if this is what the Lord wants you to do.
如果,
so the next morning, it's time to get the luggage on the bus.
所以第二天早上我们要把行李放到车子上。
And there's no bus driver.
这个开车的人不在, 拿破仑也不在。
And so we wait and we wait and we wait.
我们一直等。
Smoke starts coming out my ears.
那好像烟从我的耳朵里面跑出来。
We were supposed to be on the road a long time ago.
我们很早以前就应该上路了。
So finally they come.
所以总算他们来了。
And we get the luggage on the bus.
我们把行李放到车上。
And we start down the road.
我们就开车了。
Napoleon gets up and gets the microphone.
拿破仑就来拿着麦克风。
Brothers and sisters, I have good news for you.
他说弟兄姐妹们, 我有一个好消息。
The bus driver has come to know the Lord.
这个开车的驾驶,
and everybody on the bus was rejoicing.
车上每一个人都欢喜,
except one.
只有一个人不欢喜。
You know who the one was?
你知道那个人不高兴的是谁吗?
Self-righteous Ernie Heil.
是自义的 Ernie Heil.
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he didn't do it the way I thought he should have done it.
因为他没有照着我想的方式去做。
Why didn't he wait till another time?
为什么他不等另外一个时候?
Why didn't he have to stand out there and wait for the bus to put our luggage on the bus when he's over there talking to this man?
为什么我们要在这里等着另外他们两个人交谈呢?
Well, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is one of the ways the Lord has helped me to see how utterly futile my flesh is, how corrupt it is.
神让我看到 我这个肉体是多么败坏，我是多么的无用。
But I'm so grateful.
但我何等的感恩。
That he has predestined me.
他已经命定了。
To be conformed to the image of his son.
让我能够磨成他儿子的形象。
He ain't going to give up.
他不会放弃的。
He's going to finish the job.
他要完成他的工作。
Whatever is necessary for me and whatever is necessary for you.
对着你, 对着我必须要做的事。
So when you find yourself in one of these kind of experiences,
你如果发现你自己在这样的经历里面,
learn to rejoice.
要学着来喜乐。
No, it has been arranged by your Lord.
你知道这环境是神安排的, 不是偶然的。
There are no accidents.
不是意外。
You know, all these people that the Lord brings into our life,
在我们生活里面遭遇到每一个人,
then it's not an accident.
不是偶然的。
Dear brother, you didn't marry the wrong wife.
你没有来跟你的太太来结婚。
You're not married to the wrong husband.
你不是来娶了错的妻子或者嫁了错的丈夫。
Young people, you don't have the wrong parents.
年轻人们, 你们没有错的父母。
Parents, you don't have the wrong kids.
父母们, 你们的孩子也没有错, 也不是, 你们不是生错了孩子。
It doesn't mean that they're perfect.
并不是说他们是完美的。
That God wants to use it. All of the situations as a way of producing the character of Christ, the character of the kingdom in us so that we can be living in the reality of it.
神借着这些环境来制作天国的性格, 让我们可以活在神的国里。
Now let me give you a couple of examples of seekers.
我愿意来分享一些秘诀。
I think Abraham is a good example of a seeker.
这寻求他的人有几个代表,
亚伯拉罕是一个。 Chapter 11 again. We won't actually read the verse, but you'll remember. It says that Abraham went out, in verse 10, went out looking for a city which has foundations, whose maker and whose architect and builder is God.
希伯来书11章10节, 亚伯拉罕等候那座有根基的神,是神所经营所建造的。
Now, brothers and sisters, have you ever stopped to ask, why did Abraham leave Haran?
你有没有想到为什么亚伯拉罕离开哈兰?
And he went out to a land that was promised to him.
来到应许之地了。
And he went not knowing where he was going.
他要出去的时候还不知道去哪里。
What motivated this man?
他这个人为什么会有这样的想法?
It's what he saw.
因为他有看见。
By the working of the Holy Spirit. He saw a city.
在你的工作让他看见有一座城,
which has foundations, whose builder, whose architect and builder is God.
是有根基的城, 神所经营所建造的,
what is that city?
那城是什么呢?
The New Jerusalem.
就是新耶路撒冷。
He saw that city.
他看见了那个城,
and he went out looking for it.
他就出去寻求,
he was a seeker after the city.
他是寻求那座城的人。
He put himself at great disadvantage.
他把自己放在很不好的情形。
他坐在, he never owned any of the land that was promised to him.
他住在帐篷里面,
but he was faithful. He went on seeking and seeking and seeking.
但他信实的,
this is a good example of what it means to be a seeker.
一个寻求的人,
now another good example I think is Nicodemus.
Now
I know that Nicodemus sometimes people talk negatively about Nicodemus.
有些人觉得尼哥底母这个人不好。
I don't believe that for one second.
我一秒钟都不这么想。
I think Nicodemus, has my watch stopped? Oh, okay. But Nicodemus, I believe, was a genuine seeker.
尼哥底母是一个诚实的追寻者。
Maybe he didn't have the right questions.
也许他问的问题不对。
Maybe he didn't approach the situation in the best way.
他不见得用最好的情形到主的面前。
Because you remember there at the end of John chapter 2.
在约翰福音第二章的末了。
John says, and the Lord Jesus knew what was in man.
主知道人心里所存的。
He had no need that anyone tell him about man.
他不需要人来告诉他。
And then verse 1 of chapter 3.
在三章一节,
there was a man.
有一个人,
Nicodemus. So here, John helps us understand that Nicodemus was one of these men who needed some help. But our Lord Jesus understood.
耶稣知道尼哥底母需要帮助。
So I believe that Nicodemus came as a genuine seeker.
我相信尼哥底母是诚实的追寻者。
His understanding was incomplete.
他的认识不完全,
maybe it was even wrong in some ways.
也许在某一方面他是错误的。
But dear brothers and sisters, you see how gracious and kind our Lord was to him.
你看到我们的主是蛮有恩典。
It's true, Nicodemus came at night.
是的, 尼哥底母晚上来。
I don't think it's because he was afraid.
我想不是他害怕。
I think it may have been the only time the Lord was available.
也许主在这个时候才有空。
And so Nicodemus came. And he said to the Lord Jesus, we know that you are a teacher sent from God.
他对主说, 我们知道, 拉比, 你是神所差来的。
Now, if you will read that carefully, that is, read that section there carefully, what you discover is it has nothing to do with what the Lord said to him.
我们知道他所说的跟神要对他说的完全没有关。
Now, think about it, what Nicodemus said. We know you are a teacher come from God.
尼哥底母说, 你是从神来的教师。
What did the Lord Jesus say? Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生, 就不能见神的国。
Now, does that sound like an answer to the question? Or what Nicodemus said? No.
好像不是尼哥底母问题的答案。
But what is
the Lord
Jesus doing? He knew what Nicodemus's problem was.
他知道尼哥底母的问题。
And so he answered the right question.
所以他回答了这个对的问题。
Somewhat ignoring Nicodemus's question.
他甚至知道尼哥底母要问的是什么。
And please understand, that the Lord, oh, how merciful he is. Do you see, brothers and sisters? Nicodemus didn't ask about the kingdom.
尼哥底母没有来问国度的事。
But this was his real need.
但是这是尼哥底母的需要。
He needed to know the reality of the kingdom.
尼哥底母不知道天国的实际。
He needed to be able to see this kingdom.
他也没有看见这国度的。
He needed to be able to enter into this kingdom.
他甚至不知道要进入这个神的国。
And so the Lord Jesus spoke the words that helped Nicodemus to understand.
主耶稣说的这些话,
and I believe he became a real follower of our Lord Jesus Christ.
尼哥底母成为跟随耶稣基督的。
So I think he is a good example of a seeker.
尼哥底母是一个寻求者的一个好的例子。
He realized what he was seeking for.
他知道他要寻求的是什么。
Now there's one other one I want to mention and we'll close. It's in Acts chapter 8. And again, I'll just make reference to it rather than reading it. But it's about Philip and the Ethiopian official.
还有一个例子我要跟大家讲, 然后我们就结束, 就讲到,
you know, the Spirit of God was working mightily in that early church.
神的, 他是神的仆人,
and he, down in Samaria, Philip was having wonderful success with preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
腓力讲到,
notice it was the gospel of the kingdom. And so Many people were coming to believe, and so some of the apostles came down and continued to help these believers.
很多人听了就相信，有很多的使徒进来帮助他们。
And then the Holy Spirit told Philip to get out of Samaria and go down into Gaza, into the desert.
圣灵就感动腓力离开撒玛利亚，到加萨，到旷野。
Now it seems so wrong. I mean, there's a revival going on in Samaria.
好像在
and he sent to a desert.
好像撒玛利亚有复兴，但是神却打发他到旷野。
But when he gets there, he discovers why the Lord led him there.
但他到那里，他才发现为什么主要他到那里。
There's a seeker sitting in a chariot.
有一个寻求的人坐在车子里。
And he's reading the prophecy of Isaiah.
他读以赛亚的预言的书。
And the Holy Spirit told Philip, "You go up alongside this chariot."
圣灵叫告诉他去贴近那个车。
And he asked him, "Now, do you understand what you're reading?"
那他就问那个人，你是不是明白你所读的呢
？Now, here's what I want us to see, brothers and sisters. This Ethiopian official had a genuine seeking heart.
这埃提阿伯的官，他有一个真实寻求的心。
And I want you to see what the Lord did.
他要看主所成就。
As a way of responding to that seeking.
主怎么样来回应这个寻求呢
？Please, my dear brothers and sisters, don't think that your seeking will be in vain.
不要想你的寻求，是没有果效的。
We may consider the situation totally impossible.
你会也不要想说这是不可能的。
But our Lord has a way.
我们的主他有他的办法。
And so this ought to be an encouragement to us.
愿我们都被鼓励。
To listen carefully to the words of our Lord Jesus.
我们要来细听主耶稣的话。
Be careful what you go seeking after.
你要认真的来注意的来寻
求。You know, brothers and sisters, there are many, many things in this world that you can go seeking after.
地上有许多事情你可以追求。
And we can't say that they're bad things. Some of them are good things.
你不能说他们都是不好，有些是好的。
But they are not the things that we need to be seeking.
但是我们不需要来寻求这些。
So the Lord Jesus says, the Gentiles seek for all of these things.
所以主耶稣说外邦人求这些。
But for you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
可是你来求他的国和他的
义。And then all of these things will be added to you.
这其他的要加给你。
Now let me close by making this point.
我愿意来讲这一点，我们就结束。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, it's possible for us to be seeking these things.
我们可能来追求这些事。
And miss the kingdom.
但是却忽略了天国神的国。
But if you seek the kingdom,
但是你来求神的国。
And you begin to experience the kingdom.
你来经历神的国。
Listen to what our Lord Jesus said.
听主
的说。You get the kingdom plus what?All the other things.
你们来求神的国，这一切要加给你们。
Those things you're trying to seek come as a gift from the Lord.
那这些其他的事就成为神的礼物要给你们。
So here is our warning, brothers and sisters.
这是对我们的警告。
Don't get caught up in seeking the things that will cause you to miss the kingdom.
你不要追求一些事情，让你来错过了神的国。
But give yourself to seeking the kingdom, and the Father will provide these other things for you.
你要来求神的国，神要把其他的来加给你。
Now again, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to help us be satisfied with the necessary things of our life.
我们要让圣灵帮助我们，让我们对生活上的必需品有满足。
This is one of the great dangers of living here in this world.
活在这个世界里面一个很大的危机。
Living in this kingdom of darkness.
在这个黑暗的国度里面的一个危险。
Somehow our attention, our focus is taken off the real thing.
我们的注意好像离开了这真实的事。
So, brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
，Are you a seeker?
你是寻求的吗
？Well, if you knew the reality, you are a seeker.
你如果知道天国的实际
，The question is,
你就是寻求者。你在寻求什么呢
？And how important is the thing that you're seeking?
你在寻求的事情多重要
？How much of your life is it occupied?
有多少的事被你所寻求的事情
？How much attention are you giving to trying to find this thing?That you're seeking.
你有花多少的注意在你追求的事上呢
？And our Lord Jesus is trying to help us see.
主帮助我们看见。
There is a way. There is God's way.
有一个神的道路。
And that is for you to get your focus on this matter of seeking the kingdom of God.
就是你要专注在求神的。
That is making the Lord Jesus Christ, in practical terms, the Lord of your life.
就是让主耶稣基督在实际的生活上做主。
Make that something that you seek after.
你来追求自己。
And then seek a way of manifesting His righteousness.
来彰显他的公义。
And your Heavenly Father will see to it that all of these other necessary things are supplied to you.
你的天父会要把你所需用的加给你。
And remember the Lord said, now I want you to take notice of the birds.
主让我们看见天上的飞鸟。
They don't even work.
他们不工作。
They never plow a field.
他们也不开垦地。
They never reap the grain.
他们也不撒种。
They don't have barns to put it in.
他们什么事都没做。
And yet your Heavenly Father takes care of them.
然后天父尚且养活他们。
And he said, also look at Solomon.
或者是看看所罗门。
He was a man with great glory.
他是极有极大荣耀的人。
But he says, I want you to look at the flowers of the field.
但是你来看野地的花,
these wildflowers.
这些野花,
just take a look at them.
你看看他们。
Solomon in all of his glory is not compared to any of those.
所罗门极荣华的时候,
and the flowers here today, tomorrow thrown into the furnace.
今天还在这里, 明天就不在的花,
is your father not more concerned about you?
你的天父岂不更顾念你吗?
Your children of little faith.
小信的人吗?
So we have the choice.
我们有这个选择。
You have the choice.
你有这个选择。
The fact is, the Lord Jesus came and sought you by His Holy Spirit.
神可以借着圣灵来工作。
And whether you realize it or not, you were placed in the kingdom.
不管你认识或不认识, 你在天国的,
but the question is, are you serious? Are you seriously seeking for that to be a reality? Are you living in it?
但是问题是你有没有这样恳切的来求让这个变成实际?
That is, even though you're here in this world,
你在这个世界里,
your life is being governed by the government of heaven.
虽然你在世界里, 但是你的生活被天国来,
the Lord,
掌管,
by the Holy Spirit, has the freedom to govern your life.
圣灵有自由来管理你,
that's your choice.
这是你的选择。
So my brothers and sisters,
我的弟兄姐妹们,
please, let's seriously consider
我们很严肃地来思想,
what kind of seekers we are.
我们是求什么样的事呢?
And what is it you're seeking after?
我们在求什么? 我们是怎样的追求者呢?
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Maybe some of the brothers and sisters could pray. Maybe some of the brothers and sisters could pray.
弟兄姐妹们，有感动的，请自由的开口祷告。